Welcome. Welcome to the first few moments of just a gentle instruction around insight or Vipassana meditation. If it's available to you, please find a comfortable seat where the spine can be upright and where the rest of the body can just relax along that firm, supple spine. A few moments of instruction if insight-based meditation is new to you. This really translates Vipassana to simply watching the thoughts. Knowing that the nature of mind is to travel into past, into future. And whenever we notice this, to simply pause, name that thought, even just an awareness that thinking is occurring. And then returning to the present moment. This can be a travel that occurs many times throughout the practice. So each time you return, noticing that gently. And to help stay in the present, choosing one of common anchors often used in insight meditation. So I'll offer those to you and you can try on which feels best to use today. The first being that of the breath. If you notice mind has traveled, just coming back to the rise and fall of breath through chest and belly, through perhaps the air passing through the nostrils, and noticing the pace or holding of breath, and resuming an easy, balanced breathing when you can come into that awareness of breath as anchor. The next common anchor would be that of mantra, or meaningful phrase that you repeat to yourself gently once you noticed that phenomenon of leaving the moment. One common mantra is that of Soham, Sanskrit translating to I am that. That which I seek. And if your intention in this meditation is greater peace, understanding, awareness, whatever calls you toward this practice today, Soham invites us to connect with that within ourselves which is already there. Another common mantra is that of Aham Prema, Sanskrit translating to I am divine love. And so simply repeating Soham or Aham Prema or any phrase that keeps you truly here through mantra is another very useful anchor. The third is that of sensation. For those of us whom physical sensation and kinesthetic awareness are our greatest invitations to the present moment, sensation can truly help us realize more efficiently when we have left and gone into past or future. So a simple sensation of heartbeat, of pulse within the hands or fingers, of the sounds in the room can be your anchor returning you back home to what is right here. And so taking a moment to choose which anchor suits you best today, breath, mantra, or physical sensation, Then as you're ready, taking a few deeper breaths to prepare this physical body for deeper insight meditation. Relaxing down through the crown of the head, the jaw, the neck, letting the shoulders release that which they're carrying. Letting the heart relax, the space between shoulder blades relax. The belly to open, still firm but supple. To relax any tension in the hips as you feel the sit bones ground deeper into the earth. To relax the center of palms and arches of the feet. And letting your next inhalation bring a deep, full breath and longer, stronger spine rising from tailbone through crown of the head. From this relaxed and anchored place, allowing the palms to be face down on the knees or the floor if you feel the need for grounding today. If you feel the need for a bit more opening and receiving of energy, allowing the palms to be open. And as you're ready, just coming to this anchor of your choice. Playfully noticing thought when it arises, no matter what the thought is. Might be one of your assessment of this experience. Might be a persistent worry or habit. Just gently naming, thinking. Returning home. Allowing the breath, the sensation, the mantra to be the welcoming cushion upon which you land. In this moment, letting each point of return to present be the opportunity to start fresh, no matter how long you may have traveled away, no matter how strong the pull to leave the anchor. Just noticing that with as little judgment as possible of your process. And returning home here once again. perhaps as the thoughts become increased in your awareness, allowing them to go by like images on a train, then letting them go. Vipassana is not the practice of thought stopping, but rather observing. And so letting them go and coming back here to yourself. Letting each return to the moment be a more and more welcome landing into the presence that is just right here. To change what you notice. Just allowing it to be. Noticing the greater space between the thoughts. The potential expansion, room, opportunity between each habit of thought. Allowing the mind's pace to slow itself. Allowing access to wisdom between the habit of thoughts. If a persistent thought or emotion is still very present in your experience, just noting that without judgment. Noting in your awareness that this might be a need for your attention now that there is time to attend. If that persistent thought or emotion continues to rise again in your experience, allowing this to be here. Allowing this part of your being, as though a gentle child were tugging for your attention, to simply ask for what it needs. All the while returning to breath, to sensation, to your mantra. As the pace continues to slow, allowing yourself to remain in that deeper space of awareness, allowing whatever has transpired to also pass away. There is nothing from this to grasp, to push away. Just noticing where those impulses arise as well. And in the next few moments, intentionally returning a deeper focus to your anchor. Allowing yourself to feel the grounding this offers, while you have simply observed the habits of mind and given a bit more room to experience these deeper layers of consciousness. Returning now into a more present state of focus and allowing yourself 3 cleansing breaths. Perhaps letting an audible sigh release each breath. And if it feels right to you, bringing your hands gently to your heart center. Thanking yourself for the gift of this practice, your intention, and bringing greater patience, compassion, and awareness into the remainder of your day. Namaste.